This is Greg Olson, inviting you to check out my new Blue Wire podcast, TE1, where I interview tight ends throughout the history of the NFL who have helped revolutionize the position. TE1 is presented by the Chevy Silverado. The Silverado is all about grit. It's strong and dependable, exactly like playing tight end. Just like the incredible players we sit down with on the podcast, the Chevy Silverado is in a league of its own. Strong, advanced, and dependable. Download TE1 today, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. What's up? Welcome to another episode of Hard to Read. I know we've been on a long hiatus, but wasn't much to talk about, to be completely honest. But then we, you know, feel like there's a decent amount to talk about if you talk about multiple games. So we've expanded Hard to Reads to all platform fighters, you know. So if you want any news about any of those, you can find that here on the Hard to Read channel. Such as we will be talking about the Brawlhalla Autumn Championship that just happened. We'll probably get into some of the stuff about the Rushdown Revolt. Slap City got a new character. Rivals are still thriving. You know, there's all kind of great platform fighters out there at your disposal. And we're just going to give them a little more shine since we got a little bit of a downtime. You know what I'm saying? You might as well go above and beyond. So anyway, I'm TK. This is Austin. Austin, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Just got done watching the Sony presentation for PlayStation 5. You watched that, I assume?
Yeah, I watched that. It was pretty nice. I mean, I didn't put anything too new down. I put down the games that I'm interested in after watching was Spider-Man, obviously. Final Fantasy 16, Deathloop, and Ragnarok are the four games that I was interested in.
Yeah, I feel like not enough people were talking about Deathloop, to be honest. Like, I think that game looks hella sick and looks way more original than, like, every other Gunner game out there. I was curious if it was going to be, like, actually two players online. Imagine, like, someone plays as the chick, the other person plays as the guy. Like, I think that could be kind of interesting, but who knows?
Yeah.
Everything else
I don't know. I mean, it looks like a roguelike to me, so, you know. Gonna hop up in there regardless.
I see you going for roguelikes. I see that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just got finished playing. I was playing RoboQuest at the end of my stream. And I got a couple more roguelikes to beat. I've been playing a lot of Star Renegades and all that good shit. I guess I want to start with the lighter topics, which the first lighter topic we have would be the Brawlhalla Autumn Championship. Let me go ahead and see who won that, unless you already have it pulled up.
I have it pulled up here.
Who won that?
Hold on. That was for NA, it was Cody Travis.
What's up, Cody?
Lancer. He came up, beat Koss. And I remember I was watching a little bit. I didn't really catch top four. But I remember I was watching it like little by little throughout the day. And I noticed that Sandstorm didn't do so hot.
I don't know if he's in like a character crisis right now, but he really has been like swapping all over the place. When I first knew Sandstorm, he's out there playing some Zol. But I caught on to Sandstorm late. So apparently he was a Mordex player before that. And so his scythe is nice, but it still seems like he is swapping around to figure out what he wants to play. Or maybe he's just fucking around because, you know, it's online. So, I mean, Brawlhalla's online is good, but still, you know?
I heard that he's having wrist problems, actually. And I mean, if you play that game on keyboard, like, you see the movement those people make. Like, that's not good for your wrists, you know?
Yeah.
So it's almost reminiscent of Melee a bit.
It is definitely a very intense game, even if people don't won't believe. Like, once you get to the high level of that game, it is like, I mean, it's a different breed. So
I just found it like refreshing to watch that game because, like, you know, like Smash Ultimate, I feel like I have not enjoyed watching a tournament of Smash Ultimate since like, what was it? Frostbite, I think, was like the last tournament, or CEO Dreamland. And I don't like watching the online tournaments that much. Like, it's not as like the same magic's not there, you know, like maybe it's just like a storyline thing. I don't know, because like there's no stories happening, and like it's just become a little bit more dull. So like just watching other games that have a better netcode seemed really helpful, even though you said like, you know, obviously people would prefer to play Brawlhalla at a LAN, you know,
right?
They want to play that offline, but like the online is at least like they're doing it, and there's tons of money on the line, so
right. Big shouts to Cody Travis though. Koss looks also popped off. They've been like top. I feel like they've been top two in it for a bit in America. Sandstorm catching fifth right there, and then go ahead and check to see what I think there was a multiple breaks to be done.
Yeah, they had one for five different regions. They had a Wesley won South America.
Okay.
And then Simple won the EU side up in Europe. Kyler Alice in Australia, and then Tiger won Southeast Asia.
Man, so I don't know too much about Southeast Asia, but I know all those other names. So good shit to all the players who got those wins here on the Brawlhalla Autumn Championship. So also, Brawlhalla is really big on doubles, which is really cool. I think that that's something that definitely gets put by the wayside for most other platform fighters, but it seems like doubles is like a really big thing within Brawlhalla, where they have like static teammates and like, you know, stuff that matters, and they practice combos and things like that. So
they have like the whole event dedicated to it this weekend. Like this weekend's just 2v2.
Yeah. That's how they do it. They do like it's usually like one day and another day, but yeah, they do like 2v2, 1v1s type deals. So at a LAN, obviously you get both, but online it's easier to just kind of run a full tournament one day with this, so that way you don't have to focus or change mindsets, I guess, between playing doubles and singles. So yeah. So yeah, I mean, that was Brawlhalla. Also some slight news that I kind of mentioned earlier, but I can't mention again. Rushdown Revolts Alpha is out. Not the successor, but it's like the Icons remake. They kind of like did their own thing. They changed some things up. Still has most of the Icon assets, but the gameplay is entirely different. It plays much more aerial-based. Every hit can be canceled into a dash, basically. It's called a spark, I think. You can continue to chase your opponent down. I said the Brawlhalla players will be really good at that for the fact that they've already been doing chase dodging.
Yeah, so right.
Now you can get chase dodge infinitely. And so that alpha is going to be going on. It's going to be open alpha, I think, until like the 20th or something like that.
Yeah, it's supposed to go until next Monday. I think that's the 20th, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. 21st, whatever.
Okay. So that's going to be cool if you want to get in on that. Another one that you can check out if you haven't already been checking out is Rivals of Aether. I'm sure that they're still popping off and doing things, but
they're getting the Switch version next week.
Yeah,
the 24th.
Yeah, they're getting the definitive edition of Rivals. So yeah,
comes with every character, every stage, every game mode.
Nice. So yeah, you get that as well. So there's definitely some platform fighters you can be getting into right now that are not Smash. If you're looking for like your fix and you don't feel like playing Wi-Fi. So
You mention that there's like a new character for Slap City? I didn't even hear about that.
There is a new character for Slap City. In fact, I think I got the email. I should go ahead and ask for that code. I'm literally just gonna look it up. I'll stream some Slap City.
Asha joined Slap City. Oh, that's from 2018. Oh my god.
Nah. Super secret. he did not give me a name. So.
Oh, okay. So it's like, announced yet. Back
and say, well, no, I mean, because Parappa's streaming it right now. So it's definitely, you can definitely go look at it. I think it's just like an early thing. Gotcha. I would definitely like to try this new character.
Slap City was another fresher breath there, because that game is just funny. Like, just the stupidest stuff happens in that game, but it's also like the combo system is actually pretty sick.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually a really nice, it's really, really nice game, so.
Even though sports had a break, your business didn't. You have to keep moving, and that makes hiring more important than ever. Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier. Like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through September 30th. The wait is finally over. Football is back. You might not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division, and champion futures all day, every day. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
So now we're going to get to the heavier topic that is of what has shown up again, and it happens to be Mistake, a.k.a. Tamim, dropping another tweet longer, which, to be real, as close as all the bails are, I don't really see him lying like that. So, like, I'm kind of taking this one with, like, a little bit more of, like, a truthful eye, but I'm still, like, waiting for confirmation from literally anybody.
Did you see Sam Sora's response?
I did not.
Oh, Sam Sora released, like, a book, essentially. He responded yesterday. Jesus. Yeah. Basically, Sam Sora just, like, let's just start from the beginning. How about that? Let's start from, like, Tamim's story.
Okay, so Tamim's story was that, long story short, is that, like, Captain Zach was the initiator, blah, 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 which I think we all kind of knew that anyway, so that doesn't really change much, you know, of the story. Hold on, I actually had a tweet longer, a TLDR for this. Let me just go get it real quick.
Yeah, I mean, this is like one of those heavy topics that, like, we got to make sure.
I want to make sure that I say the right things.
Want to make sure the information's correct.
Slide that real quick. Let me go back. Go back through my tweets. There's just so much on it. Like, it's just, like, you think the story was over at the end of, like, okay, Nairo, you know, left the community, or he got ousted, basically.
And that's supposed to be the end, but then.
Yeah, I thought that was, like, that was it. But nah, man, it just keeps, there's always more. All right, so the TLDR was Zach is alleged to have assaulted Nairo when he was sleeping. And then Samsora is alleged to be complicit in knowing about Zach's relationship with adults. So those are, like, the two biggest points. And the fact that, basically, like, they all were sitting in, like, in a Discord call before they decided to, like, you know, go forward with Zach's truth. So Zach telling his truth, no issue with that. No issue at all. Like, I think that, you know, the actions that have happened between him and Nairo were definitely not supposed to happen. But there's also been a third, like, point was that hush money that Zach got wasn't actually hush money. It was Zach asking for money, and Nairo, being, I guess, the friend that he is, decided to give him that money because he had a bunch, a super huge streamer. He had a bunch of sponsorships. He had a great YouTube. He was winning tournaments, or, you know, placing high in tournaments. So he definitely had, you know, money to spare. And I guess, you know, saying that Zach was his friend, he had no issue giving him money. And it was, to me, it alleged that Zach had been, like, basically bragging about that or whatever. And so the story that it was hush money was fabricated, according to Tamim, allegedly. So we're not, you know, completely sure. No, we haven't seen what Zach has said. We've only seen what Sam Sora said. And since you've read that, I'll let you go ahead and take that one.
Sure. So the thing is with the hush money, though, it hasn't been, like, proven that Nairo just, like, gave it to him because he asked. He might be giving it to him because he's asking, because he wants him to be quiet, but he's not quite saying that. You know, there could be some form of just, like, okay, here you go. Like, he did, like, but the thing is that Nairo didn't initiate the hush money. Like, it was Zach that initiated it. But with Sam Sora's story, it's super long. I read the whole thing. It's super long. It took me like 20 minutes to read. And I get it. It's a really harsh thing that basically Sam Sora just said that he's known for a long time, but was guilt tripped into not saying anything by both Zach and Nairo. That, yeah, like, saying if he were to say something, Nairo's whole career could end, he has a family to feed, like, they'd all just, like, he had no job, he had nowhere to go, his life would be over. And he kind of just drilled that into Sam Sora's head since, like, 2017, when, like, he found out about it. And so he hasn't said anything, because, and also he said he would have also said something if Zach was wanted to say anything, but Zach was pretty chill about it and didn't feel the need to say anything either. So he's like, is this my story to tell, essentially? You know, like, am I supposed to be the one that comes out when both people involved don't want to come out? And it kind of, like, hurt him over a couple of years, because it was always, he said, like, every tournament he went to, Nairo would just drill it back into his head that he couldn't say anything about it. And every single time, like, a story would come out about something completely unrelated, and just like when Zach and Ally came out, you know, Nairo had to hit up Sam Sora again, telling him, hey, you can't say this right now, even though, like, me and me and Zach are not the same as Ally and Zach. And I'm definitely like paraphrasing a lot, but like, cause the story is like, there's a lot to digest there. But basically he said he was really hurt over having to eventually finally come out, but he did it for the fact to try to like help Zach instead of hurt Nairo. And the fact that he was accused of being wanting to get rid of Nairo to be able to step up. He said it was super far from the truth because he knew on it for so long. He didn't say anything because he was so close with Nairo that Nairo taught him everything he knows. And they like he didn't want Nairo out of the community. He lost his best friend, stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean that didn't seem like Sansora's character anyway. Like I know him. I mean, mm-hmm. But again, you know, you still have to take everything with a grain of
right.
Well, with a little bit of doubt because like you know we thought we knew a lot of people's character and you know shit comes out. So
yeah, it's tough because the thing is like it for now with his story coming out, it's a case of he said she said. But in all honesty, it could be like a point of confusion from Tamim. Like it could be like whatever Tamim said, because if you actually look at what Tamim says, a lot of it's speculation. You know, a lot of it's what he thinks is actually going on based on what Sansora has said. Mm. And like there's no like hard proof or anything because, you know, a lot of it was just like in Discord calls. So, you know, like who do we trust? You know, so and Sansora is not blaming Tamim at all. His entire tweet long, he never blamed Tamim. He was just like, I think Timmy was just took these situations and looked at them wrong. He did not speak on Zach's behalf, though. He didn't talk about Zach's like part of the story either. He was just there telling what he had to go through and what he had to endure for the past 3 years. So,
okay. Yeah. And it's interesting enough that like, you know, again, it's been a couple months since we've had to talk about Nairo in capacity. Cause like, you know, he apologized and he silent and he dipped. Like he knew he was wrong and he was dipped and he knew like, you know, pretty much over for him.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, I don't know what this is going to do. Like, this isn't going to like change the opinion of.
This is
of
just going to cause more like, drama.
Yeah. Like he's not going to be welcomed back now that this has come out. Like you still,
yeah.
The action still happened. Like, you know, you still were doing things with underage people. At the time where you were overage by, you know, some years. So, you know, how they waited and it was now, you know, it's whatever. Like, it's just, you know, it comes out, Zach's 18, he's consenting, whatever, but like he wasn't, you know, I think he was 15 or 16 at the time. So that's just, it's not, that doesn't look good for anyone. You know, and I don't know if this is going to change Zach's ban though. I feel like that might change Zach's ban if he like did this with like malicious intent or whatever. But
yeah,
at the end of the day, like it doesn't help Nairo's case by any means.
Mm. And Usam just brought up in the chat about how like he didn't say that he was Tamim was super innocent, that he just stretched the truth a lot. So based on Samsora's story. So there's a lot to unpackage with Samsora's twit longer, man. Like
I think there's just a lot to unpackage with that whole situation, but like
yeah.
The you know what the median of that or like the common denominator of that situation is Bayo players, okay? Y'all are toxic. All right. Like I thought, you know, for the longest time I was like, you know, man, the Bayo players get so much hate for no reason. Nah, bro, you guys are all toxic, man. Y'all are all in cahoots, okay? Like it's like, well, I don't trust any Bay players anymore, bro. Like, I don't even, you know, sometimes I even look at me and Pink Fresh's relationship and think, you know what?
That's wild.
But he's really like, I mean, he's a bother player now, bro. So it's different. You know what I'm saying? It's different. But I don't know, man. Those Bayos, like that group in itself, it just breeds drama, man. Captain Zach, Tamim, the Texas one, can't remember his name right now. Lima. Yeah, I mean, they just breed drama, bro. Like, and It sucks because, like, you know, you want to be on their side. Like, I don't want to see anyone getting bullied for their character choice. But, like, when you are getting bullied for your character choice but also being, like, shitty and causing, like, issues, then, yeah, it's, like, people are going to be even more critical of you. So you have to, like, recognize that. Like, that's just, I don't know. That's just what it is. But, you know, all jokes aside, man, I hope that the situation, like, gets resolved and that everyone, you know, gets whatever the best outcome they're going to get out of it. But I don't think there is anything that else that needs to be said about the Sam's the Nairo situation. Like he's out, he's gone. We have weeded out quite a few people you know, and we would continue to, I would like to continue to do that. But, you know, to keep reliving something, to keep kicking him while he's down, like, there's just no point, you know? Like, I don't think that he was ramping up to make a crazy comeback or anything like that. I think the only person who was even, like, kind of considering that was probably Zero. And I don't even think he was coming back to Smash Bros. He just come back to content creation, if anything. But he's got, you know, they all got a long way to go. I mean, you can kind of feel it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of it feels with that when people start talking about going to therapy and shit. Like, I think about the time that Zero said that he didn't go to therapy because that shit didn't work for him, right? And then when he gets, you know, caught up or whatever, he's like, damn, dude, you know, I'm fucked up. I got to go to therapy, right? Because it looks good. Like, I'm not saying he's only doing that because it looks good. Maybe he'll actually give it another, like, the good old college try. But it does look good, like, to say I fucked up and I need to acknowledge that I have fucked up, so I need to, like, you know.
Nairo did the same thing with his...
Happen, so.
Yeah. Like, Nairo had the same type of situation with his goodbye statement. He said he's going to go get help or whatever. He didn't necessarily say, you know, seeing a therapist, but he just said he's going to get help, so.
Yeah, but, like, I don't even know...
I don't think Nairo's coming back. No. Like, that's not what I'm saying.
But, like, I don't even know what that's going to do for him, though. Because, like, does he need help so that he doesn't, like, you know, so that he doesn't, like, feel suicidal thoughts? Because everyone was kind of checking on him when they first came out. Or does he need help for the situation, even though the situation was 3 years ago? So, obviously, at some point in time, I feel like he had learned that this shouldn't be going on. And I'm sure that he's not going to continue to prey on, like, 16-year-old people. But, like, it still happened, you know, and so like that, it doesn't take away from the fact that it just happens. I just think that like it was something that he kind of like he did, and he was like, wow, I shouldn't be doing this. And then he stopped doing, but it already happened. So it was too late. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It already happened. And he spent so many years covering it up. So
Yeah. So I don't really know what he would go for, but you know, if he's going to get help, then I power to him, man. Power to all those people that are going to get help. Cause you know, I don't want, the one thing I didn't want anybody to do was, like, go and, you know, harm themselves. Like, yes, be out of the community. Yes, you can't play with us anymore, whatever.
Same.
But please don't harm yourself, you know?
I definitely didn't want any of them to, like... That was, like, my biggest fear with these people. Like, I can no longer talk with these people ever again. Like, they are no longer my friends. I will not... I have cut them out of my life. But I don't want them to hurt themselves. You know, that's, like, the one thing I don't want to happen. So, I hope they just... They just figure it out. So the whole situation's shitty, and it's literally the only thing that's happening in Smash right now. So that's literally all eyes are on that. So when I talk to anyone outside the Smash scene, it could be in the FGC. It could be like in like, I don't know, like the Final Fantasy 14 community. It could be like in Brawlhalla community, like anyone I talk to, like, and they hear the word Smash, their instant thought is pedophiles. Like, that's what it is. It instantly goes there. Like that's what we're known for now. And that's what we have. It could be, and we can't change it because nothing's happening in the scene. So that's like the latest thing. And it keeps being brought up. So I feel like it's going to be a permanent record on our community. And it sucks.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't really know what else we can do.
There's nothing we can do.
Yeah, like, nothing we can do. It's waiting it out, basically. That's just kind of what what we're doing.
Raise the bar. Like, don't tolerate this shit. Call it out when we see it from now. Or not see it, because, like, no one saw it, but, like, you know, when... Like, just shady behavior, if we see it, like, we should be, like, more attuned to it. I don't know. Like, it's so tough, because a lot of this happens behind closed doors. So, like, I don't even see it. But, like, I'll hear, like, a rumor every now and then, but, like, 90% of those rumors I hear usually end up being false. But then there's that 10% chance where, like, wait, was that actually true? So, I don't know, man. The whole situation's fucked, and I'm just so tired of it, and it keeps happening. So, and it keeps getting brought up, and I'm like, yeah. I don't know.
Basically, that's where
I'm just tired.
At, so, all right, let me go ahead and see. We only had two questions today because I was a little late on the questions thing. So first question is, what's the funniest thing that happened at a Smash tournament that wasn't on camera or well-known? Funniest thing that happened at a Smash tournament, funniest...
Wasn't on camera.
Wasn't on camera. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like most of it just revolves around like going to bars and stuff. Like, there's usually funny actions that happen there. Most of my stories are probably tainted now, seeing that like everyone that I was hanging out with got like fucking eradicated. So.
Yeah, I was literally just about to bring up a story, but then like half the people involved are no longer in the scene. So it's just like, well, can't bring that one up anymore. Like, it was like we went to a dance party, and like it was a Twitch party, and everyone was like chilling, mingling while the dance floor was completely empty. And a bunch of smashers went to the dance floor to start living it up, and everyone started dancing. It's like, oh, yeah, that's a good story. And then I remember everyone that was there, and I'm just like, oh. Yeah, that's all I can think of. Everything's just tainted, so.
Yeah.
I need time to think about that one. Like, I'll give you an answer next week.
Funnier
memory.
Like, yes.
It's fun. Like,
I'm just trying to think about, like, what... you know what fucking I could say, but I'm like, nah, pretty much all my stories are like tainted. So all right. Yeah. And our second question is, you know what we want to hear? PS5 or Xbox S/X? PS5.
He just said PS5?
Yes, PS5.
Okay.
I don't want an Xbox. I'm good.
Yeah. Same. Like they just released the selling price today, where it's going to be $400 for the not disc version.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm definitely getting the disc version. Like, that's...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know where I'm at, because, like, I find myself... I don't use discs anymore, really. Like, I can't remember the last time I bought, like, a physical copy of a game. I think it was Smash Bros., and that's it. And even then...
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
But it's only $100 more, so it's like, maybe I should just drop it. Like, I'm not buying it day one. Cause like, I'm probably just going to wait for like a price drop by next year. Cause there's nothing immediately coming out that I want. The Demon's Souls remake. Is that day one? Is that launch? Cause if that's so, I might want to get it.
I don't think that was launch, but also I'm not really into Demon's Souls. So like,
I loved Demon's Souls. So like, I'm really excited about that one. Like I played a little bit of Dark Souls and Bloodborne and all those, but I just couldn't, like, Demon's Souls was like, it's probably nostalgia blind in all honesty, but like, I was a big fan of that game.
Okay.
So, might be a little bit excited for that. But also, I kind of want like a PS5 for the SSD, if I'm being quite real. Like, imagine playing a PS4 game on a PS5 and the loading screen is just like that, you know?
Yeah, but like, well, I mean, I guess we'll have to see, basically. Because like that, I mean, it could be nice, but like, it also could just be still somehow locked into its PS4 loading time.
Imagine like the Tekken loading screen.
Yeah. Oh my God. I was so sad that there's not like a quick rematch on Tekken yet. Like, that should have happened so long ago, but it is what it is. All right. So those are the two questions that we had, guys. That is our episode of Hard Reads. As I said, we will be keeping up with more than just Smash now. We got Brawlhalla. We got Rushdown Revolt. We got all kinds of stuff to be keeping up with. So if you like platform fighters, this is the place to be. You can check out this episode later on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and on my YouTube as I put the video up. Austin, you got any final words?
Go check out Rushdown Revolt, honestly. Like, the game is only playable right now for free until Monday or Sunday, one of the days. And then it's going to go back into closed alpha or whatever. So, like, it's free to go give it a shot. It's, if you're looking for like a fresh new platform fighter, yes, it looks like Icons, but it plays pretty fun. And also check out
much different than Icons. And also, I think they kind of put like a different, different lighting and like, shading, I guess.
It's just the same models. That's it.
Yeah, it's the same models, but like, definitely different lighting and shading, so it like kind of looks better. It looks more like bubbly, if you know, colorful.
It looks alive.
Nice. Yeah. Ethan says we have 4-person sober hotel hangouts with the stream on, so we know it's kosher. Goddamn.
Just imagine.
All right.
Like, they're everyone's sleeping in the.
it's just like, all right, but no one's doing anything. We're all asleep.
60,000 viewers.
To be real, man, people watch the dumbest shit, so I could see it. All right. So, yeah, thank you guys for watching. I'll catch you guys next time on Hard Reads, and have a good night.